in the limelight. The latest Israeli regime deadly bombardments of the Gaza Strip was accompanied by a familiar pattern in the political rhetoric of Western regimes, which have again proclaimed their solidarity with the colonizer. We now present you an article written by Denijel Djedjic, a writer and researcher currently based in Beirut, Lebanon, who holds a PhD in American Studies. The piece is titled, How the Deeply Concerned European Union Facilitates Israeli Violence. As the Israeli regime carried out its latest deadly bombardments of the Gaza Strip, Western officials have reiterated their support for the colony's atrocities against Palestinians. The European Union recycled their usual statements of alleged concern. While claiming to be troubled by the escalation in Gaza, the European Union has ardently defended the Israeli regime and has long promoted Zionist rhetoric through its own political communication. The Israeli regime's most recent bombardment campaign against the besieged Palestinian population in Gaza has caused more deaths and more destruction. Until a ceasefire came into effect on Sunday night, 7th of August, the Israeli regime had assassinated leaders of the Palestinian resistance group, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement, and martyred at least 47 Palestinians, among them 16 children. More than 300 Palestinians were injured. No Israeli was killed. Palestinian resistance has reacted by launching rockets in retaliation into the occupied territories. The Gaza Strip has been under a blockade imposed by the Israeli regime for 15 years. Yet, while the nuclear-armed regime uses highly sophisticated weapons to bombard the people of the Gaza Strip in a densely populated de facto open-air prison, in much of Western political discourse, the victims are being blamed for resisting. The latest attack was accompanied by a familiar pattern in the political rhetoric of Western regimes, which have again proclaimed their solidarity with the colonizer. While the United States of America and the United Kingdom openly declared their outright support for their Israeli ally, the European Union has followed a more twisted approach in its political communication strategy. For years, European Union officials have been copying the same keywords and phrases from the colonial archive, rhetorically distorting the situation in Palestine in favor of Zionist myths. While alleging concern over the situation in Palestine, European Union officials have provided euphemisms and justifications for the crimes perpetrated by the Israeli regime. This was exemplified by the message conveyed by the EU's Special Representative for what the EU refers to as the West Asia peace process, Sven Koopmans. Sven Koopmans claimed he was deeply troubled by the deaths and dangerous escalation of violence in and around the Gaza Strip. The evocation of alleged emotions has long been a standard introduction to official EU statements on Palestine. However, this voicing of concern is usually accompanied by a whitewashing of the brutality of Israeli violence and an equation of the unequal power relations between the aggressor and the victim. Thus, Sven Koopmans added that all need to show maximum restraint. Broader conflict, terror and bombs disastrously affect civilians in both Gaza and Israel. The application of the conflict frame helps to present the situation in Palestine as a war between two sides. Who caused the deaths and so-called escalation remains unclear, as the European Union fails to identify the perpetrator of violence. The EU's Special Representative for West Asia Peace Process, Sven Koopmans, further claimed there was clear need for a sustainable situation in Gaza and a perspective for peace. While the European Union has invested considerable rhetoric into the myth of the so-called peace process, The Israeli regime has significantly expanded its colonial violence. Peace in the European Union lexicon implies peace for the settler community and demands that indigenous people living under occupation guarantee the safety of their colonizers. The same rhetoric is apparent in the official statement of the European Union's spokesperson for external affairs, according to which the European Union follows with great concern the latest developments in and around the Gaza Strip, where the ongoing escalation has already led to a number of casualties. It is again the abstract escalation rather than the Israeli army that has caused casualties. This passive wording is followed by an equation, as the European Union calls for maximum restraint on all sides in order to avoid a further escalation and further casualties. As the European Union shifts the responsibility to Palestinians, it remains unclear how exactly Palestinian children surviving under a siege and being bombarded should show maximum restraint, as Sven Koopmans and his colleagues demand. The core of the European Union's ideological stance becomes clear in the official statement that claims, while Israel has the right to protect its civilian population, everything must be done to prevent a broader conflict, which would first and foremost affect the civilian populations on both sides and result in further casualties and more suffering. The colony is regularly awarded a so-called right to exist, protect or defend itself. Palestinians are dehumanized in this discourse and their rights are ignored. The underlying cause of the violence, that is, the illegal occupation and blockade of the Gaza Strip, is not mentioned, nor is the right of Palestinians to survive and defend themselves from Israeli brutality. Palestinians have the right to resist against the aggression of the occupation regime. Their right to armed struggle is even guaranteed under United Nations resolutions. The European Union discourse, however, is centered around the comfort of the colonizer. How exactly does the European Union imagine to prevent a broader conflict when Palestinians have been victims of an ongoing ethnic cleansing campaign and colonial violence for over seven decades? In fact, the EU-backed Israeli colony can only sustain its existence through a violently imposed apartheid regime and perpetual warfare. European Union officials blame Palestinians and condemn their reactions as terrorism. Dmytro Zantsev, the ambassador of the European Union to the Tel Aviv regime, wrote that the European Union unequivocally condemns the indiscriminate rocket fire by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group. It is the reactions of Palestinian resistance that cause anxiety for the Israeli regime and thus discomfort for its European backers. It is thus unsurprising that Palestinian reactions to Israeli violence lead the EU to call for a sustainable situation in the Gaza Strip and evoke the myth of the peace process. Calls for ceasefire emerge as reactions to Palestinian responses, while the Israeli siege of the Gaza Strip is easily accepted as status quo. The political communication of the European Union in regard to Palestine bases itself on a recycling of the same old tropes from colonial archives. Through euphemisms and myths, the European Union has conducted propaganda work on behalf of the apartheid regime by rhetorically converting the colonial war against the Palestinians into an alleged diplomatic conflict and at times into a self-defense against terrorism, and by perpetuating to its Western audiences the illusion that there is an imaginary peace process while openly backing Israeli crimes against innocent Palestinians. The deeply concerned bureaucratic elite in Brussels polices the behavior of the victims of a colonial apartheid regime and condemns their acts of resistance, while romanticizing state terrorism into self-defense. Whenever the next Israeli bombs fall onto the Gaza Strip and martyr Palestinians, European Union bureaucrats will already have their communication ready.